سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد بعد الرضا ولك الحمد أبدا أبدا. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيئتك ولك الحمد حمدا لا يريد قائله إلا رضا ولك الحمد عند طرفة كل عين وتنفس كل نفس. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله ولك الشكر كما أنت أهله ولك الثناء كما أنت أهله. فصل على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي نبي الرحمة كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من الفائزين المهديين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنهار. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا وقلبا خاشعا ولسانا ذاكرا وتوبة نصوحا وتوبة نصوحا وتوبة نصوحا وتوبة قبل الموت وراحة عند الموت ومغفرة ورحمة بعد الموت والعفو عند الحساب والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من شر فتنة المسيح الدجال. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أجود الأجودين يا راحم المساكين يا ناصر المستضعفين يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ونستغفرك ونسألك التوبة. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزل نازع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا فإنه لا نازع لما أعطيت ولا يعصم ذا الجد منك الجد. يا أرحم الراحمين منزول بك كل حاجة. أو الله you are the most merciful among those who are merciful. You are the most merciful among those who show mercy. Ya Allah, you are the most forgiving. You are the most generous. You are the most kind. O Allah, we beg you for your rahmah. We beg you for your mercy. We beg you for your forgiveness. O Allah, we are very sinful. O Allah, we have sinned in broad daylight. We have sinned in the darkness of the night. We have sinned with our limbs, with our eyes, with our ears, with our tongues. O Allah, you know our sins better than us. O Allah, please forgive all our sins. O Allah, please forgive all our sins. O Allah, please forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Please forgive the sins which we committed on the television, the sins we committed on the internet, we committed on our mobiles, we committed with our eyes and ears and tongues and hands and feet and genitals. O Allah, please cleanse us from our sins. O Allah, please wash away our sins. O Allah, please take us out of the darkness and into the light. Take us out of the darknesses and into the light and the nur, from the zulumat of fisq and fujur and ma'siyat to the nur of iman and ta'at and farmabardari and obedience. O Allah, keep us steadfast on this tawbah. O Allah, keep us steadfast on our tawbah. Give us tawbah and nasuh. O Allah, sincere repentance and tawbah, and then help us to be steadfast on our tawbah. And O Allah, forgive us. Have mercy upon us. O Allah, be generous and kind to us. O Allah, forgive us and our family members at home, our elders, our youngsters. O Allah, our men, our women. O Allah, forgive the Muslims of this locality. Forgive the Muslims of this country and of the whole world. O Allah, forgive all our marhumeen who have gone to you in their graves. O Allah, have mercy on them. Shower your rahmah and mercy upon them. O Allah, have mercy upon the whole ummah. Have mercy upon the whole humanity. O Allah, give guidance to the Muslims and the non-Muslims alike. O Allah, have mercy upon this country, the Muslims and the non-Muslims. O Allah, give them hidayat, give them guidance. O Allah, you have brought hidayat and guidance to their doorstep. And now allow them to accept hidayat and guidance as well. O Allah, give hidayat to our men folk and our youngsters as well. Our boys and our girls as well. O Allah, give hidayat to our ladies and our gents as well. Our young and our old as well. O Allah, keep us steadfast on this hidayat. Spread the word of hidayat and guidance around this country and around the whole world. Have mercy upon the Muslims. O Allah, have mercy upon us. O Allah, give us all iman kamil. Give us all the halawat and sweetness of iman. O Allah, give us all the lazzat of your zikr. O Allah, give us all the noor of your ma'rifat. O Allah, give us all your qurb and your proximity and your closeness. O Allah, give us all your love and your muhabbat. O Allah, bless us with your love and bless us with the love of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and bless us with the love of our ulama, our sulaha, our mashayikh, our ahlullah. O Allah, keep us close to our mashayikh and our ahlullah. Keep us close to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Keep us close to Quran Sharif. Keep us close to salat and sawm and ibadat and tasbih and dhikr. O Allah, give us the ability to perform our 5 daily prayers properly. O Allah, give us the ability to pray tahajjud. Give us the ability to pray ishraq and chasht and awabin and nawafil. Give us the ability to go in the path of Allah. O Allah, give us the ability to do the work of da'wah and tabligh and take part in the work of da'wah and tabligh as well. O Allah, give us the ability to study your deen and to practice upon your deen. O Allah, give us the ability to do good at all times and protect us from evils. Protect us from all trials, tribulations, problems. Protect us from the whisperings of shaitan. Protect us from the urges of our nafs and our ego. And O Allah, have mercy upon us. O Allah, help us against these two great enemies of ours. Help us against shaitan. Help us against our nafs. And O Allah, these two have destroyed us. They have taken us to places where we didn't want to go. O Allah, we fell for their traps. O Allah, we know we are weak. O Allah, we need your help. O Allah, help us against shaitan. Help us against our nafs. O Allah, protect us from the whisperings of shaitan and from the whisperings of the nafs as well. And keep us steadfast on the sirat-i-mustaqim till the day we die. O Allah, have mercy upon us. O Allah, this beautiful conference which was conducted by the People Management Committee of Darussalam. O Allah, accept this conference. O Allah, accept this conference. O Allah, accept this conference. Make it a means of hidayat for all of us, for the young and the old, the men and the women. O Allah, make it a means of hidayat. O Allah, give good reward to the organizers. Give good reward to the speakers who came and delivered the beautiful lectures. O Allah, give them good health and keep the shades of our ulama and mashayikh over us for a long, long time. O Allah, and give reward to all the congregation and all the khidmat guzar who did khidmat in preparing for this conference. O Allah, protect this masjid. Make it a source of and markaz of hidayat and rushd for the whole community and its surroundings. O Allah, they are embarking on constructing a new place over here. Help them, support them. Give the community the tawfiq to help and support, and allow us to have a beautiful, big, large masjid with all the facilities, and make it easy for us. O Allah, make the construction easy, and O Allah, give us a beautiful masjid over here. O Allah, accept this conference and all the good work and effort that was put into it. And O Allah, give us all hidayat. Keep us all steadfast on sirat-i mustaqim. Fulfill all our needs. O Allah, those among us who are not well, who are sick, O Allah, grant them shifa. Those who have someone not well at home, someone who's in hospital, especially the names we just mentioned, O Allah, give them all shifa-i kamila, ajila, mustamirra, daima. Restore their good health, O Allah, and give them their good health. O Allah, and protect us from all illnesses, short-term and long-term illnesses. O Allah, we beg you for afiyat, for peace, for security, from all bimaris and sicknesses. O Allah, we beg you for good health. O Allah, keep us healthy. And O Allah, keep us healthy. Give us the ability to use this health for your worship and for your ibadah. O Allah, and keep this good health with us for as long as we live. Protect us from disabilities. Protect us from being dependent on someone. O Allah, these are days when children don't look after their parents. They send them to old homes. O Allah, we don't want to see that day where we would end up in an old home, no one to take care of us. O Allah, those bichara who are in such a state, O Allah, have mercy on them. O Allah, give their children the ability and the muhabbat to and the love to do their khidmat and to look after the parents. O Allah, give the children the tawfiq to take du'as of their parents, look after them, to do their khidmat and serve them and attain jannah through their khidmat. Make the khidmat of parents easy for the youngsters. And give the elders, O Allah, the ability to have mercy on the youngsters, to be kind and nice and generous to them. O Allah, create that love and bond between the young and the old. Give the young the tawfiq and ability to respect the elders. And give the elders the ability to have mercy and show compassion and kindness to the youngsters. O Allah, keep us all steadfast on this way and tariq of our akabir and mashayikh and sahaba and tabi'een rizwanullahi alayhi majma'in. O Allah, those among us, O Allah, who have any relatives who have passed away, whose parents have passed away, or one of them, or any other from their family, have mercy upon all the marhumeen. O Allah, give them sukoon in their graves. O Allah, expand their graves as far as their eyes can see. Make their graves garden from the gardens of Jannah. O Allah, give them noor and light in their graves. O Allah, make their life in the qabr easy for them. If one of them is in the punishment and azab of qabr, O Allah, remove that azab-e qabr from them. Grant them relief in that loneliness and in the wahshat of the qabr. O Allah, give them peace and aman and security in their qabr. Make the life of the barzakh and qabr easy for them. O Allah, and when our time comes, we go to our graves. Make the life of our graves easy for us as well. O Allah, protect us from azab-e qabr. Protect us from azab in Maidan-e Hashar. Protect us from the humiliation and disgrace of Maidan-e Hashar. O Allah, bring us to Maidan-e Hashar in such a manner that you are happy with us and we are happy with you. Your beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is happy with us. He gives us the sweet water of Hawz-e Kawthar with his blessed hands. O Allah, and you give us the shade of your arsh on that day when there will be no shade besides your shade. O Allah, have mercy upon us. Make our hisab kitab easy for us. O Allah, make our reckoning and questioning easy for us. O Allah, give us our certificate of good deeds in our right hands. O Allah, help us to cross pull sirat with ease and allow us to enter Jannah at first instance with sabiqeen awwaleen, with our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and with the sahaba, tabi'een, tabi tabi'een, our ulama, asatiza, mashayikh, sulaha, our imma and salafi salihin. Have mercy upon us. Accept our humble du'as. Be pleased with us. O Allah, many of our brothers and sisters have come here with many needs in their hearts. O Allah, fulfill all their needs. O Allah, worldly needs and ukhrawi needs, life hereafter needs. O Allah, fulfill all our needs. Whatever their needs are, you know our needs better than us. O Allah, and you have the ability to fulfill our needs. We beg you for your rahmah. We beg you for your mercy. We beg you for your assistance and your support. O Allah, have mercy upon us. Fulfill our needs. O Allah, those who have no jobs, give them good job. Those who do have jobs, protect their jobs. Those who have no livelihood, O Allah, give them some form of livelihood. Those who have businesses, protect their businesses. Protect the businesses and makan and dukan of our Muslim brothers and sisters. O Allah, take care of them. Take care of their wealth and their properties. Our Muslim brothers and sisters back home in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Asia, wherever, protect their zameen and land, and protect their homes and houses, and protect their livelihood. Have mercy upon them. Give us all hidayat. Give us all the tawfiq to pray 5 times a day. Give us all the tawfiq to come to the masjid and to remove the asbab and the reasons for which calamities and problems come upon us. O Allah, protect us from, protect the whole society from zina, from sharab noshi, from drugs, and from all the sicknesses within the society. O Allah, give us the understanding of these ailments as ailments and sicknesses, and give us the ability to stay away from all forms of sicknesses and ailments. O Allah, give us good health from the sickness of the body and from the sickness of the heart. And O Allah, give us a sound heart, give us a peaceful heart. O Allah, give us the peace and tranquility of zikrullah. O Allah, give us the peace and tranquility in tilawati Quran and in worshipping you, in tasbih and tahmid and tahleel, and in zikr and fikr, and in namaz and roza. O Allah, give us the ability to get ready for our Ramadan, give us the ability to keep our roza properly, give us the ability to pray full 20 rakat taraweeh properly, give us the ability to do i'tikaf in the last ashara of Ramadan, and give us the ability to draw ourselves closer to you. Have mercy upon us and give us all the good things which your beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked from you. Protect us from all those evils, trials, tribulations from which your beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought your protection. O Allah, all those who have some need in their hearts and minds at the moment, you know them, fulfill their needs. Main 2 minute khamosh rehta hu, chup chap apni dua mang lo, phir hum durood shareef padh ke khatam kar denge. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ بك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصل اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.